And keeping yourself busy.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of research today, so yeah.
Well, tell me about your research.
Well, I'm just looking through at some information. I think I don't know if I sent you one of these or not, but looking through Stop the Crime, stopthecrime.net, and Deborah Tavares always has some interesting information. So I've been checking that out, looking at her information based on just the artificial intelligence and all the covert warfare programs that are running rampant that she's been touching on that literally dovetail into some of my stuff. So very interesting.
So what's this lady's name?
Deborah Tavares, I think you know who she is. If you go to
Do I?
stopthecrime.net, you'll find her. That's the website. It's got a whole bunch of good information in there.
Stopthecrime.net.
Yeah.
What crimes is she particularly trying to stop?
Oh, just all sorts of stuff from smart meters to frequency attacks to you name it. Just so many things. There's so many articles, it's infinite. Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars is the document she has. And you can look through that and download it and check it out. It's very interesting. I think you'll very Iron Mountain information. So, yeah.
Is she one of your recent guests?
No, I haven't had her as a guest yet. So, but
Oh,
I
is
did
that
meet her
right?
at the Super Soldier Summit a long time ago. Yeah.
Oh, is that right, huh?
Yeah. So I was just kind of checking out her work and, everybody's diligent about exposing a lot of bad things.
There's not bad things going on, is there?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. Let's put the rose-colored glasses on. I saw a unicorn yesterday. How'd you do?
Hey, you saw what?
I'm teasing.
What
I
did you
said,
see?
I saw a unicorn yesterday.
Oh,
Everything's
did you?
pretty. Yeah.
Okay, good. Good, good, good. And you have a new book, right?
I do 1 Million Miles Till Midnight. It's live and available on Amazon.com.
1 Million Miles.
That's right.
And what's that all about?
Well, it's a spin-off of the technology I was interfaced with back in 2004. So the whole storyline is basically looking through the lens of the artificial intelligence and the agenda behind what's going on here on this planet, which is based on AI and ascended machine technology and the terraforming and morphing and phasing of different planets into what we call stations.
What is an ascended machine?
Well, it's a symbiotic machine that's beyond the spectrum of man. In other words, it's something that comes from the cosmic design versus man's reverse engineered artificial intelligence. It's the pure design work. It's the one mankind has not been able to access or contaminate.
So when you say cosmic design, who designed it?
Well, it's source. It's basically a spin-off of creation itself. So the design work comes from all of us at the Ascended Master Consciousness level to some degree because we all are extensions of the cosmic design. When I call it the cosmic design, it's the full light universe. So we all have this ability to access this type of a symbiotic communication system, which is based on natural telepathy and higher consciousness. So source itself, it's the creation of consciousness. It's the creation. It's really hard to define infinite consciousness, but source beyond the word. And beyond the spectrum and the blueprint that mankind's created for God.
Is this ascended machine? I hope that's the right term. Is that the right term?
Well, that's the terminology I use in the book, and that's the terminology I've used in my other book, Eye of the Remote, by the way.
Is that something you've seen before?
Well, it was something I've been interfaced with, and actually, the Merkaba signal that I had before I was inducted into the covert program in 2004 is ascended symbiotic machine communications. It's naturally wired for ascension, and it is a design work that comes from advanced, what I would call ascended machine technology, ascended symbiotic machines. It has a great capability of Merkaba, which is the vehicle of light, which is able to symbiotically interface with off-world species and off-world craft. And that's the true technology that we have built into us. I believe we have this built in from our early days before we even showed up on this timeline in birth and the illusion of it. It's more like Atlantean lineage. It's literally who we are as multidimensional, multiversal beings, and soul ascension and soul extensions is a very vast thing. We have phenomenal records of information and ability stored in our cells and atoms and DNA.
So this ascended machine, is this something a transhumanist would approve of?
Well, that's the whole idea behind it is to basically hijack somebody who's multidimensionally wired, who has done the spiritual work into light body, into Merkaba, and interface all of that ability, all the neural circuitry, everything that's wired in alignment with what we call ascension energies into their version of artificial intelligence so they can create their version, which is a blueprint of and a man's version of transhumanism. And also, William Henry, and I've told you this before on your show, but William Henry's written a book called Skingularity, which touches on this quite a bit. And it's literally their version, the nanosuit, what they want to create out of light body. Their version is so far as taking the light body and contorting and twisting it into a transhumanism program that they have control over, so that they're the ones calling the shots with your evolution and where you go insofar as transferring out or rebirth or destination. in the cosmos.
Now, when you say they, are you referring to the global elite?
I'm referring to the people beyond the black technologies departments of the black sciences, the people that have been calling the shots, the shadow, I don't want to call them a shadow government, but whatever you want to call them, military industrial complex to some degree, but that whole area of people that have literally been controlling, manipulating through the name of their false, I don't call it a false god. I mean, literally what they've been doing is just hijacking technology and information and utilizing it globally, but it's become so advanced that to everybody here on this timeline who's not involved in those projects, it would look like an alien or an off-world species, when in fact it's just mankind reverse engineering a lot of data and stealing a lot of templates and information from those of us who are what we call star people, contactees, my labs, military abductions, and things like that.
Wow, that sounds overwhelming.
Well, it is overwhelming, and it's when you start diving into these waters, as you know, Mark, it just becomes multi-layered. There's so many things there. You have to keep your wits about you, and you certainly have to keep your clarity. And the one thing I always do to keep my clarity is just stay focused on the higher self over soul superconscious, which I mention often because that gives me the clarity to look beyond the spectrum of things and really just decode it as science, what they've been doing with the science, but also not lose the benchmark of who we are as multi-dimensional beings, because that's a really big deal.
Now, when you say the oversoul, can you explain that?
Well, the oversoul is connected to your higher self. The higher self is an ascended master godhead. It's connected to you always. It interacts with you always. It's the and the oversoul is the overseer of that. So in other words, the higher self oversoul blend in together as ascended master consciousness, but also oversee what you're doing on the timeline. It also has a presence insofar as what you've created for your divine ascension blueprint or your blueprint itself on the timeline. You have capabilities to change your blueprint, recorrect or make course corrections on your blueprint. The oversoul is the ascended pure energy, what we call soul star. It's another terminology for it, that oversees you on the timeline, but is also connected to you, but not to a point where it can be braided into you. It's just literally there as a presence in consciousness, and that is always with you. And when you transfer out, that part of you ascends with the part of you that transfers out to source, wherever you want to go. I mean, depending on your evolution in consciousness and also what your belief systems are, because as we all know, what we believe, we manifest to some degree, so you have to be very careful about where you want to go when you transfer out. So there's a false matrix and there's a real matrix, the full light universe. And the full light universe is where everybody wants to go. They don't want to go into the maelstrom, because the maelstrom is what's gotten people in trouble here on this planet and the illusion of, because of this incarnation cycle, this program that keeps running. It's a program.
So is this what your book is all about?
My book is about, it touches a lot on this. It touches about the timelines, what's going on here on the timeline. It talks about the misuse of technology, how it's been and what it does to this planet and the illusion of, and how this planet speaks a machine language and a specific language to other planets in the illusion of that mankind cannot decode or become part of. In other words, it's a separate symbiotic machine language. It knows what it's doing, regardless of mankind participating or not. That's my point. And what happens here in my book, 1 Million Miles to Midnight, is that artificial intelligence and what happens when the activation happens to this planet, where it starts morphing and moving as a machine and a station, what I call a station, which means it's no longer a planet. It morphs and ascends into a machine and navigates and actually starts terraforming other planets into what we call stations as well. And that's really the design work behind it, because that's the ascension process. The ascension process is to have, it's almost like a globe of light and full light harmonic. It's not supposed to be this way. It's not supposed to have this maelstrom of misuse of covert harassment programs or misuse of technology. We're supposed to be ascending in full light harmonic here. So this is what the book is about in spinoff, and also through the eyes of artificial intelligence ascended, but not man's version.
So you were saying the Earth speaks to other planets?
Right.
Can you elaborate?
Sure. Well, it's basically a geometric light language to some degree. It's not like the binary communication system that people expect it to be, like you see in the black science department, but more so geometric light language and frequency. It's always about frequency and harmonics. So when these communication systems start interconnecting, it's like a web. It's like a network that goes through the galactic codes. It goes through the galactic highways. And all of these, it's like a symbiotic communication too, because each planet in the illusion of starts interconnecting to other planets, which communicate back and forth through frequency and vibration. So, and it's also a resonance effect as well. So there's if what happens here, yes, can be a resonance effect to another area way across and beyond the spectrum of the illusion of the galaxies, to another star system or another place where we can actually activate over there. So it's I always call it bridging light years with a single thought, because it's really about thought and consciousness. But this planet and the illusion of does the same thing. And people have forgotten about all this.
And do you think of the Earth as a machine?
I think of it as an intelligent design that's very geometric. Not the machines that man is familiar with, not like the robotic machines or the They do have an artificial intelligence program, but that's not the one I'm communicating with or talking about. This is way beyond it. It's ascended machine technology and ascended machine symbiotic machines, which don't deal with man's version of their primordial communication system, so to speak. But it is. It's a living intelligence. It's alive, but it also speaks a communication to a point where it actually can create a reality almost like a holodeck. And what people need to realize is that when you manifest a reality, you're thinking, you're creating as you go. We're co-creators, so we have to be very careful what we create. And now that we're seeing a split in what's going on here with all these wars going on, with corporate wars and government wars and all these different divisions, you're seeing how it's fracturing down and people are spiking up because they want to create their version of reality when, in fact, it's out of sync with the multiverse. But if they were to step up with frequency, everything would sync up accordingly. But when you step up with frequency, as you probably are aware, your higher self and your consciousness, higher consciousness over soul, is allowed to navigate through clarity, which means there's no strife, there's no war, there's no conflict, there's none of this bickering, there's none of this propaganda. All of these things that are happening here implode.
Does the Earth terraform other planets then? Or will it?
Well, it has effect on other planets to a point where the communication system is almost like an activation code. In other words, the frequencies is a resonance effect. There's a frequency here. I call it like there's a universal sounding that comes in through the full light harmonic of the full light universe. And that sounding activates, as we know, through ascension. As it raises the vibratory rate of the planet, we drop density. We start evolving and growing. Our light body activates. Our DNA activates. Our state of consciousness activates to these higher levels. The same thing goes with these other planets, the illusion of, because what they're doing is as this planet activates the higher frequencies, it's communicating to them. It's singing out to them in a song, so to speak, in a frequency band. It's like a harmonic of the universe. It's like a sounding. It reminds me of where you have a big symphony together and you have all these different types of instruments and they're all syncing up to musically kind of blend in and ascend through a higher overtone of consciousness and frequency. Does that make sense at all?
Now, you've used the phrase in the illusion of several times when referencing planets.
Right.
How come what's that all about?
Yeah, I use that terminology because everything is energy and consciousness, and it's basically defined by frequency. So the way we see things here, and you probably are aware through your Billy Meyer material, but it's all a conjuring of energy through frequency and modulation of the wave of the frequency. And depending on how we vibrate is what we'll see. So if we're vibrating at full light harmonic, we are going to see multiversal sight. We're going to have our psychic vision and our radar switched on. We're going to be able to see everything in alignment with the multiverse. What these things do is it's depending on, first of all, visuals are dependent on the perception of the observer. But also, if there's a frequency out there that's activated, it will change shape according to consciousness and the way the frequency is modulating the wave. In other words, it can change and morph. So that's why I really don't call them planets per se. Mankind has called them planets. That's mankind's benchmark of information. He calls the moon. Well, we know it's really not a moon per se. I call it the monitoring station. A lot of people call it a lot of other things. You can call it whatever you want. But what we're dealing with is a different terminology because what we've been teaching here, what they have been teaching here, is really not correct. And once people realize that we're dealing with a fabric and we can change this fabric, we can manipulate the fabric, it changes into anything. So that's my point.
So the Earth is a sentient, self-aware, living being?
Sentient intelligence. There's no doubt about that. Also very interactive because it understands in frequency and in love and in consciousness how to interact with us. But right now, as you probably are aware, it's been under attack for some time now. There's been a lot of what I call terraforming going on, which has been unnatural, an unnatural formula for terraforming and not in alignment with what we call ascension. So that's been happening as well.
There's a term that's used a lot in the alternative community. We talk about vibrating. You were mentioning that we vibrate. Mm-hmm. Can you elaborate on that exactly? What does it mean to vibrate?
Well, when you're vibrating, it means that you're raising your state of consciousness. It means that for most people who are on the spiritual path, they do spiritual work on themselves, whether it's mantras, toning, meditation, affirmations, or martial arts, or something that's raising their vibration, something that's moving their energy to higher states of consciousness. And as that happens, your vibration goes up. So yes, you start vibrating at a higher level, which means you vibrate, it's a lighter frequency, it's not as dense. You start dropping density. So the vibrational speed accelerates at the atomic cellular level with each person in the bioelectric field. So that's what's going on. And what we really want to do is keep activating on these levels to a point where our frequency is so high, we can phase into light body to Merkaba. And that's where we begin to phase shift and become more iridescent and more ethereal and more like what we were and our species is insofar as light body, iridescent, you can call them etheric beings or whatever you want to call them. But really, we are light beings, whether you like it or not. We can take on a formula. We can take on a suit. and the suit can change depending on, as I touched on, frequency and modulation of the wave. This is why when people see a UFO, for example, they're vibrating at a higher rate. Sometimes people see with their psychic vision and they'll see something and somebody will stand right next to them. They won't see a thing because they're not vibrating at the same frequency.
You mentioned the moon as a monitoring station. Can you tell us more about that?
Well, the moon, excuse me, as most people are aware of, was pretty much, in my opinion, I believe it was towed in. And also the fact that they have a lot of what I call the old reverse engineered artificial intelligence systems up there to a point where they've been manipulating and controlling a false reality and matrix here on this what we call the Earth, illusion of a planet you call Earth. I'll just leave it at that. But literally, that's the dark side in the illusion of, which I don't even call it dark side, is literally all technological. We're dealing with a technological device out there that's capable of manipulating everything here that we're seeing and experiencing through an artificial intelligence projection system and also through frequency and communication.
Do you think of the Earth as an illusion?
I think of the Earth as a stasis. I believe this planet's in flux, and I believe that we don't even belong here. I've said this many times on your show. I believe that we are star people, that we come from the stars, we go home to the stars. We are here temporarily. I don't believe we were meant to stay here. I don't even believe most of us are supposed to be here at all. And I believe that this, what you call planet, is really not a planet, but actually I call it the terraformed rock to some degree because it's been so terraformed. But at the same time, it's ascending out of this. We're moving out of this. And when we do, in my opinion, I really believe that we will not even be in the same part of the solar system in any form of design when this planet fully ascends. In other words, it's going to be like opening up a portal and we're going to be in one room. And then we're going to be in the next room, and we're not even going to know what happened. It's going to be like the new Earth star. So that's what I see. And it is. It's all energy. It's all consciousness. It's all a construct. And when you leave your body and we transfer out and we go to the next level, we start to see things like that. We start to understand what's going on behind the matrix.
So the Earth is going to go through this transformation? Is that what
you're
talking?
Already going through the transformation. But what you're seeing right now are people who are trying to hold ascension and hold frequencies in a containment field through their own version of what I call electronic warfare, psychotronic warfare, the things that I know that are valid insofar as being exposed to them, all these type of frequency wars that are going on, which are running turbulence. They're hijacking the natural Schumann resonance. They're hijacking natural frequencies with the planet that's naturally ascending so they can contain the energy here and also put people in a containment field so that their evolution in consciousness starts to kind of get warped and distorted. So in other words, they're running interference.
They are running interference, meaning like the Illuminati are?
Well, I don't even call them Illuminati because I don't see them as illuminated. I see these people as just a lot of people who would be, I would call them the 1%, beyond the 1%, the people who have invested in the Black Sciences Department. You have a lot of people in the Black Science Space Division, the Black Space Division, who literally want to pick and choose who they want in the Black Space and Science Departments. They want to put a capsule, encapsulate everybody here on this area and contain it to a point so that only a few get to go in their area of traversing the cosmic design, so to speak, or traversing the galaxy with their Black Science Department, and the rest get to stay here and live the lie. And that's not happening anymore. We've broken down the paradigm. As you're probably noticing, all these veils are coming down. The false matrix is coming down. The artificial intelligence is breaking down. Everything is breaking down, even though they're trying to use it as a last resort to control and manipulate. Because in the end, spirit always ascends over matter, and matter is energy anyway. And as long as they're controlling and manipulating through whatever tactics they are, or whatever tactics they're using, it's gonna flatline. You're seeing it going now, although right now it seems like a real war zone, because that's what happens when light clashes with dark.
So is this any way related to some of the things that Corey Good has been saying with David Wilcock?
You know, I haven't even followed that whole lot. I know you sent me a link, and I don't want to get started in that, but I'm very skeptical about the people in those areas, and only because I wonder why they didn't come forward 10 years ago. You know, why all of a sudden now? Because it's popular and they can sell a book, or you know, really what it's about. All I can tell you is what I know about the artificial intelligence that I was interfaced with, the type of technology I know that's available, it's accessible, and that they're deploying. And also, I mix it with what I know about ascension and the planetary shifts, because I'm very much in tune and understanding of what's going on a galactic level, which bypasses their control mechanisms. So that's what I'm talking about. You know, they can think of all the things they want, but as you are aware, we manifest a reality, and I am very clear that they use a lot of mind control in these covert programs. They use a lot of brain entrainment and psychotronic visuals so they can make people believe they've been to certain places or a different planet or here or met with some extraterrestrials, when in fact it's been nowhere. And also it's given to you according to your belief. So if you believe in these things, well, if you go into a higher overtone of frequency, you will see these things because you believe them. because the universe will mirror it back to you. But if you break those paradigms and you go higher to the overtone of the full light universe, you're going to notice that it's clarity. And you're going to see that it's just bliss. It's peace. It's centered. There's none of this busyness. There's none of this chaos. There's none of these weird looking species that show up to shake your hand. I mean, that's all programming. And I want people to understand that you have to get beyond the program and just get to the levels of pure light, pure energy.
So what do you think about the way the left is acting in this country right now?
Well, I've talked to Robert Stanley, and I've had him interviewed, and I've talked to a lot of other people, and I am in agreement that they have some kind of a mental parasite, that they have a brain virus. There's something not firing right. Now, you can blame it on toxicity of the environment, chemtrails, fluoride, lack of education, too many drugs, too much alcohol. I don't know what it is. I do know that they're almost like sleeper cells that have been activated and socially engineered. So that's what I'm seeing right now with them. They're not being rational, and in my opinion, I would consider them to be classified as domestic terrorists because they're a threat to normal people. When I say normal, just people who are rational, people who have a good balanced lifestyle, who don't want to be in that violent, you know, conflicted reality, a false reality of theirs. So yeah, I mean, that's what I'm seeing. It's something they need to really pay attention to in the new administration because this can get out of control.
What about the people on the left that say things like Trump should be assassinated? What do you think of that?
I think they should be arrested immediately and put down as domestic terrorists and threatening the president. I don't know why they're allowed to get away with that. I'm seeing more and more people inciting such things. I know there was a Snoop Doggy Dog, whatever the hell he is. He was out there, you know, doing simulations of that on his videos, basically encouraging some kids.
I mean, really?
That's what's happening. You know, this is why I have a real hard time with the new music industry or whatever you want to call it, because they're really using and misusing the privilege of being out there as role models. They're teaching kids the wrong messages. They're teaching people that it's okay to be violent or abusive or a drug addict or, you know, whatever, a pedophile. It's disgusting. They're not teaching the morals of anything out there. They're using it for their own propaganda and stage, and they're puppets for these controllers out there and their own handlers. So, yeah, I think that they really need to take a good look at that and say, you know what? Freedom of speech is one thing, but when you're inciting people to do potential harm on somebody else, that's another animal, and that needs to be addressed.
So Snoop Doggy Dogg has a music video where they kind of go through the motions of assassinating the president?
Yeah. I haven't seen it. I've heard Alex Jones talking about it today. I haven't really looked at it.
Wow.
Because I really don't watch crap like that, and insofar as videos like that go. But yeah, I just saw a few snippets of it on, I think it was on Facebook, but yeah, pretty much inciting. And, you know, same thing with Saturday Night Live. You know, they sit there and they just bash him to death and the illusion of and cancel that out. But you know what I mean? It's constant. It's a constant barrage of childish behavior that's basically not necessary. And you have to ask yourself, what's wrong with these people? Why are they behaving this way? Why aren't they supporting their country? It makes them look like they don't love their country. It makes them look like they hate America and they hate American people. I mean, they're not representing freedom. They're not representing anything. President Trump represents the spirit of America and freedom. And if they were really doing their research, they would see that. So
what do you think about the nonsense the left keeps spewing forth about Trump somehow being related to the Russians and somehow the Russians hacked our election and somehow Hillary lost because it was really the Russians that made her lose? They can't even put together a coherent argument about what they're
saying.
No,
what it is they're programmed, they're spoon-fed information by mainstream media, mainstream propaganda. And now they don't know how to regurgitate it properly, and they're just acting out. They're not processing data, and as I touched on earlier, it's a mental virus. They're not able to comprehend data. First of all, we can tell. If you do the research, you'll know point blank what's good and what's true and what's not. So why can't these people do it? I think they're too lazy to do the research. They sit there, and they want to veg out and watch mainstream media, and then they believe everything that mainstream media is telling them. And this is why the industry of media itself has a responsibility to communicate the truth. And when they're not doing that, or they're trying to spin something deliberately to confuse people or distract people or lie to people, I think there has to be accountability.
You know, I think of Russia as an ally.
Yeah, me too. I've always liked Russia. As I said before on your show, I believe. Yeah, I think they are an ally. If people know how to work together and coexist and allow, but what's going on here is such sabotage because of the previous administration and the way he set everything up to be gutted and invaded that we have to do a lot of, we really have to restore this country. So, but yeah, I agree with you about Russia.
I think Putin is a very straightforward and honest individual. That's just the impression I get.
Well, I think he is too, although he does have the KGB, but, you know, sure. He doesn't have some kind of covert background. So that, it is what it is. But yeah, I like his demeanor. I like his character. And I think he's doing the right thing for his own land and country. So I don't have any problem with him. I mean, you know, if they want, you look and see who the nemesis are of him, and you know you, the Clintons are dirty as all hell. So if they hate him with a passion, well, look at them. Okay, so really, all you have to do is kind of look through their skeletons in their closet. There's so many we can't even count anymore.
What are your thoughts on Pizzagate?
I think that I can't validate if it's real or not, but I will say one thing I do know is real is that there is trafficking like that that goes on, and we all know that the Franklin cover-up was part of that type of the thing. I've talked to many mind control victims who have been involved in child sex trafficking and being used as children in all, you know, occult rituals or really bad, I wouldn't say occult rituals, but evil rituals that were used for sex and whatever else they wanted to do to entrain these children. So that goes on. So I'm not surprised at all if the Pizzagate is a real deal. And if it is, which I believe he's done a lot of arrests, if I'm not mistaken, President Trump has been going after a lot of people and arresting a lot of people in California. I think that's a really good thing. Yeah, absolutely. We want to get these creeps off the streets. We want to get these people held accountable. I don't care how much money they have. I don't care about their illusion of power. We need to address this.
You know, there's been a ton of arrests that aren't even being covered by the media.
I know. And that's deliberate because, once again, you have mainstream media sanitizing everything. They never tell the truth. You know, that's their problem. And it's really interesting. And then you look and see who runs these networks and what their motive is behind it. Obviously, they're part of the corruption because if they weren't part of the corruption, they would be exposing it.
I've never seen the media so false as it is now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I agree with you. Yeah, it's like a war between good and evil right now. And you're seeing that they've chosen their sides, and their side is the cabal, whatever cabal you want to call it. I call it the No World Order. I think that's appropriate.
The No World Order?
Well, I call them the No World Order.
I like that.
They're not going to make it.
There's no order to them, is there?
I know. They're crazy. If these people that follow them are a reflection of that, forget it. They're screwed. That's all I have to say, because really they want all the village idiots. Have at it, guys. Really.
Let all the smart people go someplace else. That's who they get, isn't it, too?
It really is. I'm not trying to sound like, you know, egotistical. I don't have an ego. I'm just saying, what's up, you know? We're smart, thank goodness. I'm very happy that we understand what's going on. But there's a great percentage of them that don't, and they're all part of that far left.
It's so sad, actually.
Mm-hmm. It is sad. I expected more out of the people here in this country insofar as the youth of America goes. And not all of them are bad, but I will say it's sickening to me to think that they are that weak and that they are that spoiled and that they are that mind-controlled and socially engineered. And I think a lot of it has to do with their upbringing insofar as the school system's engineering that and teaching that right up until college.
Boy, you said a mouthful there when you said socially engineered.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk about that a little bit?
Well, it's their lifestyle. It's environmental. Everything that they've been spoon-fed, whether it's information that's not valid from schools, from kindergarten on up, that they don't teach any morals anymore. They don't teach any ethics. So what they're doing is playing a type of a psy war against people to a point where people are getting engineered and corralled into a false belief system to a point where it's become so toxic, but they can't see beyond it because no one's teaching them the truth. So you have all these teachers and all these professors and all these, even some parents don't know anything, teaching their children the wrong way, the wrong information based on propaganda from mainstream, once again, or television that's not accurate. You know, all these things that they've been fed that they think is truth, which is basically a lie for centuries and decades and decades and decades, and now it's imploding. Now the byproduct is, and it's like a computer, input, output. If you give them garbage, they're going to have garbage as output. You can't do that. And I think that's why the whole entire school systems, including the colleges, need to be restructured. We can't do this anymore. This is a prime example of why you don't socially engineer people.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I was just taking a look at an article here about Edward Bernays, who was, I guess, one of the original social engineers. And I guess he believed that we needed social engineering because what he was worried about was the what he called crowd psychology and herd instinct. And instead of pulling people away from, I think really what they've ended up doing is actually pushing people to herd instinct.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Now it's a mob mentality, almost like zombies. You know, I always say cowards run in packs, but yeah, it totally is a herd mentality. And I've noticed more and more that we're not lone wolves or anything, but we are not afraid to stand alone if we have to. But all of us standing alone get unified. And that's what I've noticed with those of us who are out there telling the truth and communicating. We're not alone at all. But we're standing up. We have the courage to stand up, and others are standing up with us. And now it's like all these beacons of light everywhere that you're seeing across the globe. You see this beautiful array of light because we are here as a standing presence of truth. The other ones just corral and get violent and get herded, and then they want to hurt people. Yeah, there's definitely something way wrong. It looks like a zombie nation, you know. It's very concerning.
That's very true. A zombie nation. I think that's really an interesting idea you had there.
Well, I think they've been watching too many zombie shows, if you ask me, because, you know, there's just, you know, if you lose the electricity or the power grid for a while, boy, I don't know what would happen with these folks.
And Edward Bernays actually had a scientific technique he used called opinion molding. It's also known as the engineering of consent. Mm-hmm. Boy, this is so manipulative.
Yeah, it certainly sounds like it. Well, that whole idea of entrainment programming is what I call it, when they constantly sit there and imprint somebody's psyche with bad information or a certain way to function. That's mind control any way you look at it. So, you know, that's what they do when they mind control people. They literally just harass you to death and the illusion of about a certain thing and to a point where you either get triggered by it, you react to it, you counter it, or you accept it.
You know, this Bernays guy, he was involved in the water fluoridation campaign in the United States.
Yeah, that's terrible. And once again, we all know that that had its origins also with the camps and everything else and the toxicity of fluoride. Yeah, no surprise there. Well, and, you know, the saddest part of all is we grew up with fluoride. All of us did. Thank goodness it didn't really affect us. I don't know how we made it, Mark.
You know, listen, if you go out on Wikipedia right now and you look up water fluoridation, it still says here, and this is completely bogus, it says fluoridated water has fluoride at a level that is effective for preventing cavities.
Wow.
Oh,
you know, they still push that at the dentist's office, too.
Oh,
can
my
you believe that?
Lord.
I'm thinking to myself, this is what I mean by people who are not educated. And it's scary because Western medicine and Western, even surgeons, man, I'm just looking at everybody a little bit sideways because I know that they only have a limited amount of information and most of it is primordial.
Gosh.
Yeah, it's time for a new paradigm. It's time for new paradigm, new healing, new ways to heal the body and new methods and doing things that are much more in alignment with what we call as multidimensional beings. It's time. There's no doubt about it.
Wow. You know, it's a little bit overwhelming when you go into this and you see how horrible these people are.
Yeah, it is. It's ugly. And you know what, Mark, I didn't realize people were this evil inside. I always figured everybody had a good side to them or halfway decent, but I'm seeing more and more people who are just completely entity controlled. There's no good in their hearts. I'd like to look for good in there. I'm sorry. I'm not seeing it. And that's concerning. That's so concerning.
I was, listening to a little bit of David Icke last night. I haven't listened to him in a while. It's good to check back with him every once in a while.
Yeah, that was that video I sent to you. Was that
what was it? Did you send me that link?
Yeah, I sent you a video with him. That was an excellent, excellent speech he gave.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah, I forgot where they came from.
Yeah, it was me. I'm the one who always sends the videos over to you. I don't say anything. That's probably why. You're probably like, where did this come from?
Yeah, I totally forgot where it came from. I'm like, oh, this is pretty interesting. So I just, oh, my goodness.
That's good.
So, I mean, but your book, I mean, do you have, like, characters and a plot? I mean,
what's so interesting. It doesn't, there is me in the book. I'm basically, I don't say it's me. It's a version of me. It's a copy of me that's there. And the most of the beings on board are symbiotic machines. They're machines. It's a machine world. It basically is, like I said, it's a spin-off of the technology I was interfaced with, because when I first got pulled into that program, what I knew based on spirit and consciousness and love and healing and all the beautiful gifts that I have seemed to have been encompassed and encapsulated by this metallic field. And I had to write about this. And you know, when I first put out Eye of the Remote, Black Operations and Areas Beyond 52, I literally just went across what happened to me, the parties involved to some degree. I talk about the technologies they use in the black sciences beyond Area 51. But I didn't go into the level of the artificial intelligence until after I really started getting more and more clarity and I took myself out of all these programs and started looking at it itself and what its agenda is. Because it's more than being pulled into covert programs with artificial intelligence. I mean, when you look at the bigger scenery and the bigger picture, this is really about a form of change, global morphing, and people trying to control the process of ascension, whether it's through artificial intelligence or any other device or false god or false belief system. They don't want the natural flow of ascension to happen because that gives us infinite power and abilities through avatar consciousness, and they're afraid. Well, they should be, because that's our celestial birthright, Mark. We are all supposed to be inheriting our celestial birthright, and with that comes free will, honoring free will, and being able to navigate in any part of the multiverse we so choose.
I think what's been going on for so long is that the public has been manipulated, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. They're manipulated to such a level that there's a split. You know, we talk about the breakaway societies, but now we have a breakaway society between beings like us, who are more in alignment with the multiverse and spirit and higher consciousness, but we're grounded. And then the other ones who are literally just off the deep end in a psychotic spin. So yeah, there's a breakaway happening right now. And it's concerning, but at the same time, as I said, you know, if we just keep ourselves to these higher frequencies and we don't let them pull us under, and we use that resonance effect to change the world for the better, I think we can get through this, especially with our new president, because he's somebody we needed in office desperately. That was a miracle that came out of nowhere. His presence alone has changed the dynamic of the flow of this country already, and they are throwing fits, and that's to be expected, because whenever you shine the light somewhere, that entity or whatever you want to call it starts to spike up and act out. So that doesn't surprise me.
Well, I think we've gotten billions of dollars from Toyota invested in the country already. We have massive investments from Apple Computer. I mentioned Toyota, Ford, Carrier, heating and air conditioning company has come back to the U.S. We have record highs in the stock market. I'd have to go back and really study. There's been so many improvements. If you look around here, just around in this local area where I live, you see signs all over. Interviews here, hiring here, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, it's changed things tremendously in a very
He's like
short
gold.
time.
You know, he's like gold in my opinion. You know, he's somebody who has the Midas touch. He has that energy about him that can change reality in such a good way. If people would just let him breathe. In other words, if they just let him do what he's supposed to do, and we've seen it already under duress of people being idiots with mainstream media and their propaganda and all these people who just won't let go, if they would just leave him alone and stand down, they would see such a beautiful country, you know, a rebirth of this land. And it is happening whether they like it or not. But I think that they're really setting up some sabotage. And I still don't trust the Obama administration that's not too far away from the White House and, you know, and Jared apparently moving in there. So they have an agenda. But all in all, I think that we are moving through this and we are changing things whether they like it or not.
Yeah, it's an unusual time, and I'm certainly very glad that Trump got elected. It bothers me that so many people are against him. So many people have bought into the propaganda, for example, that he's a racist. He's not a racist. There's so many groups of black people that supported him, and Hispanic people. People of all different races.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, that was all propaganda from mainstream media. Once again, it was them spinning stories out of control, creating the propaganda, and then all of a sudden it spreads like wildfire to the ignorant, not to the smart people. Smart people know he's not like that, but people who are stupid, in my opinion, I'll just call them out and say they're stupid. They're not paying attention and they're not understanding. And you know, I don't know whatever happened to situation awareness and common sense, but it doesn't seem to live in these people. But no, he's not like that at all. So.
And they talk about him being anti-women. Again, I mean, he has so many supporters among women. It's incredible.
Yes. I know of plenty of women, including myself, that support him 100%. So, you know, I'd rather have a strong male, alpha male like him in the White House than some wishy-washy idiot that bows to Islamic extremism. So, hey, and that's what we had last time.
Yeah, I don't know what to do. It really bothers me that there are so many people that are profoundly, they're very upset, they're very disturbed.
That's a good way to put it, Mark. They're disturbed.
Yes,
Mentally
yes.
disturbed, and that's a concern. Right there.
I think it really isn't Trump that's caused them to be disturbed. I think they now have a target for their inner angst
I
to
agree
be
with you.
released.
I totally agree with you. That makes perfect sense to me. Yeah. And plus, he's standing up and shining light in areas they don't want to look in. You know, people never do the spiritual work. They never work on themselves. Well, not, I mean, I can't say everybody, but a lot of people don't. And then when they see somebody like him standing up and radiating this energy, they basically brings out their dark side. It brings out their negativity. They have to work on themselves. If they were synced up in higher consciousness, I don't think they'd be acting this way. But this is, once again, the byproduct of social engineering and a lot of crap that we have had to be force-fed into us the whole time Obama and his administration was there, because he was running an awful lot of COINTEL and a lot of weird stuff with propaganda and everything else, keeping our borders open and to a point where we have so many illegals here. And if you see the people that are really part of the protests, a lot of them are illegals, extremists from Islamic extremism. They're Soros funded. So you're seeing all those things. The people, they're not the majority of people. They're just these imbecile criminals. And that's okay. We can weed out the criminals. Now we know who are criminals and who are not. I think it's great. So if NSA was really doing their job, they would take a file and create a file on all these idiots that are sitting there that are completely anti-country, anti-America, anti-Constitution, Bill of Rights, everything, our freedom. We don't need that here. This is why our country is so beautiful. It used to be because we honored our freedom and we want this entrepreneurs. We want people to be entrepreneurs and grow and evolve, all kinds of people, but with morals, not idiots, not criminals.
I also wonder if it's the authority that Trump has. It makes certain people just naturally reject him. Do you think that's part of the issue?
Oh, yeah. Well, I think a lot of men are intimidated by him because, you know, some men get intimidated by another male's strength and dominance. They get jealous. And I see a lot of jealousy. So I think that's there. Envy and jealousy. Women are probably the same way. I don't feel that at all. I just like, wow, it's so nice to have a strong role model. I think it's fantastic, but that's just me. So, but I agree with you. I think that's probably a trigger for some people who have insecurities and are not, they have low self-esteems. You'll notice that a lot of people who are doing these crazy, you know, extremist riots have low self-esteem.
Yeah.
They really are lowlifes. Yeah. They're not good people. I'm sorry, but they are. These aren't professionals. These aren't people who are working. The real people that are working are working every day while these idiots are out there causing problems.
It's also very trendy to be anti-Trump, too.
Oh, yeah, when they make it cool, like it's cool to be this. It's not cool. It looks stupid. That's the whole idea, especially when you're putting these pink hats on your head that look like vaginas or something.
What,
I mean,
what's that all about? What's the pink hat thing about?
I don't know. I mean, I called it pussies on parade because I think that's what it looks like. Honestly, it's just foolishness.
And what about the other women that flipped their tops off? What does that have to do with anything?
It doesn't have anything to do. I think it's just them trying to party. And I think they want to party and they don't even know what they're doing. They're just literally there. It reminds me of, you know, when there's a party down the road and everybody in the neighborhood shows up, they're not invited. It's that kind of thing. They just show up and get drunk. I have no idea what they're doing. And if you look at them, they look like a bunch of imbeciles. If you watch Alex Jones and some of the footage he's captured, my goodness, they look like idiots. Real fools.
What about the CIA? I think there is a very dark side of the CIA right now. I think
he
needs to clean the CIA out pretty bad.
I totally agree with you. Well, from what I understand, there are so many spin-off divisions of CIA. I think there's at least seven. But all, I mean, they have good guys, I'm sure, and they have a lot of bad guys.
Yeah.
The bad guys have been creating a lot of problems for decade after decade with each president. I mean, these guys have been running the show. They oversee the areas over there with our black science department. So, you know, we have to be careful about this because that's all about engineering and social engineering as well. And this is not what we want. Now, so we really do need to not only drain the swamp, but we need to clear the entire, we need to just like pull the plug on the entire planet and drain the whole thing because it's a mess.
Any thoughts on William Tompkins?
I love William Tompkins. I would like to get him on my show and interview him, although I'm not real clear. I think I told you I was a little concerned about when he said he has a telepathic communication because I know about the artificial telepathy program, which can deceive somebody in thinking they're talking to an extraterrestrial when, in fact, it's covert intelligence. So that was my main concern about him. But I like the interview that I saw, and I'd like to interview him, and I think he has some really good information.
It's probably going to be hard to track down his contact information.
Yeah, I think so, too. I know a few people that aren't willing to give it up right now, but I'll reach out to them. I have a way of finding people.
Do you?
Or they find me. Well, it seems to work that way. If they're supposed to be on my show, they have a tendency to kind of show up. So.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's how it usually works. So I just leave it to the universe. I'll try the best I can, but I'm not going to, you know, sweat it or anything like that. I just do what I do.
What are your thoughts on Antarctica?
Well, Antarctica, I probably touched on this with you before. Maybe not, but I'm really attracted to the area in general. And I'd like to go over there and explore and see what's going on. I think that there are some things there that are connected to what I would call very advanced technologies. Excuse me. And I believe that there's a reason they sent all of their advanced scanning devices and from what I understand, some scalar devices over there to assess something, perhaps. So I'm not sure. I hear a lot of different stories about what's there. I do know something's there. Excuse me. I'll lose my voice here. And probably something that they consider to be very exotic. That's just my own impression of it.
Do you think we'll get any kind of disclosure from the government anytime soon?
No, I think we are the disclosure, honestly, and I've said that a billion times. We are the disclosure, as I lose my voice again. Sorry about that. But and most of the time, it's because of a lot of us who have been contactees or military abductees who come out and actually really need to communicate the data. So maybe that's their way of trying to do disclosure is by pulling people into covert projects that they know have morals and ethics, and then realizing, excuse me, that these people have to stand up and be counted and talk about it because it's not something they want to keep hidden. And of course, we don't have any clearance to worry about, and we don't have anything that will concern us insofar as losing our pension. So I think that's how the disclosure happens. It's really through the people and awakening and researching and investigating and seeing with multidimensional sight and looking through these things and being able to decode everything.
You really aren't a military abductee, though, right?
Well, I come from a military family. When I was pulled into the covert program, it was the type of program they used on me was definitely military-based. I mean, there was a lot of things that they did that would be perfect for SciSpy, and a lot of other things that are connected to symbiotic machine interface and a lot of other things can, you know, insofar as military goes. Applications for military, excuse me, that's DOD for sure. Some of the things they did with me. So, yeah, you know, people like to pass around the super soldier thing, but, you know, when they first pulled me into the program, I was at my prime, as I've touched on a million times. And, you know, teaching martial arts, second-degree black belt, very good with weapons and swords. Not somebody who fell off the turnip truck, very sharp, very multidimensional. I probably fit a profile for them. And another thing that I was looking at also is the fact that they're doing a lot of, we talk about cloning a little bit, but what they'll do is they'll take the EEG cloned heterodyned templates and they'll overlay them onto another target so they can actually use those for whether it's entrainment programming or a personality program or for a hive communication. So there are many things they can do with the quote-unquote cloning program. And the cloning program, to me, from what I've seen, is not really killing the target itself, but actually reactivating the target with another personality based on EEG heterodyning and cloning and programs.
But when you were I don't know if we want to use the word attacked or whatever. It wasn't the military that did it. It was a rock band, right?
Yeah, it was. The induction itself, and it's an induction, happened in my home in 2004. And yeah, the parties involved were Michael J. Mosbach, who's the director of surveillance and security for the band Rush. But he's also Neil Peart's right-hand man. And they have a lot of things that they do with covert communication system, which deals with artificial intelligence and artificial telepathy, which Neil Peart has been involved in for a very long time. So they pulled me into the covert program live feed real time with the rest of the band members. And then I was interconnected live feed on their tour with the Snakes and Arrows and the feedback album and a few other things that they kept running programs on me and a lot of different kinds of programs. So that was the initial induction. And then later on, it went over to different types of agencies. And, you know, when you start pulling people into things like that, you get put on the radar, and of course, other divisions start getting involved. So, but they were the initiators of the induction itself, and yeah. But they also have access to covert black technologies and investments in those areas. And Peart's not a foreigner to those things at all. He's been involved in signals for a very long time. He doesn't talk about it. They're very good and they're very sneaky, and people just think they're a regular rock and roll band. That's their mask. That's great, but that's not what they do behind the scenes.
Was your induction related to Satanism at all?
Well, you know, what's interesting, I have a background in a lot of different things, including craft. I will tell you that there were some really ominous dark presences there at the time they inducted me. I know that they were doing some kind of a strange ceremony, or it seemed like they were doing a strange ceremony around my mother's transfer, which happened because I was pulled into the program in April of 2004, and she died in June. And I went to attended her funeral, and there were some strange things that happened, ominous things that were happening there that were definitely a weaponization of her transfer. And I think I probably have touched on this on many other interviews, but they literally replicated her voice pattern and communicating with me. And I knew it wasn't my mother. It was something like out of the Terminator. They were making a mock radio communication of her voice pattern. It was not my mother. It was a false representation of her.
So you were hearing your mother's voice, though.
Yep, but it wasn't her. And I knew it wasn't her. that was the weirdest part of all, is that they were able to do. And this is why people have to be very, very concerned when they're dealing with interconnected programs like this with covert intelligence, because they can create anything. It can be a god, it can be a demon, it can be a ghost, it can be, excuse me, an ancestor, it can be a lot of different things. So something to pay attention to. But yeah, I knew it was manufactured. You know, there's something about spirit and consciousness and feeling and knowing that we already know our vibrations of other people when they go, at least I do. And I knew it wasn't her. And I knew that this was their way of trying to keep me contained so that I would be more susceptible to programming. If I knew it was my mother, then I would be more like childlike or more loving, and I could be more contained and more controlled for programming. But it didn't work that way because I knew that they were lying to me.
They can manipulate you just about any way they want, can't they?
Well, from what I've experienced, they can do brain hacks, remote brain hacks, a lot of the black satellite-driven technologies. Remote brain hacks are very popular. Yeah, and they can take you over remotely. They can puppeteer your hands and feet. They can surge you out sexually. They can do all sorts of weird things. So you think you're having sex with an alien. I mean, they do all kinds of weird stuff. Mark, I kid you not. Oh. A higher electromagnetic field, your neural circuitry, your bioelectric field, your vitals. They can take over everything. And once again, when they weaponize it, it becomes a weapon of war and destruction, no touch torture. It can also be taking you down as far as assassination goes. There's an assassination program associated with that because they can stop you. They can stop your heartbeat or they can create an illness in you. And it's usually undetectable because most mainstream doctors will have no clue. Even a forensics person, somebody who's best in forensics would probably never know because this is such a covert signals program.
You interviewed Colonel Aquino, didn't you?
I did, Colonel Aquino, a while back. Yes, I did.
What were your thoughts of him?
Well, I'll tell you, I met him off air, and when I talked to him with my producer, he was extremely nice, not like anything people perceive him as.
Mm-hmm.
We all got along very well, which I don't know if that's good or bad, but we all got along very well with my producer and myself and him, and I had a nice conversation with him. I thought he was very professional on air, very, very smooth, shall I say. But I also know he wasn't able to communicate a lot of things because of his clearance. So I tried to get as much information as I could from him. And I thought the interview went really well. But, yeah, I mean, I didn't get like a creepy kind of vibe like I was going to die or anything. I know people warned me and said, oh, you know what? People die that interviewed him. And I was like, what? I mean, it didn't work that way. So I know that there are a lot of people who do bad things. Don't get me wrong. And they're all over the map, Mark. But if we want to know about this stuff, we've got to interview these people. We've got to talk to them. We've got to establish communication. And that's the way I look at it.
Do you think he's unfairly maligned?
I think that some people have spun information about him out of control and maybe due to their own mind control programming. I know that psychotronic warfare can create all sorts of scenarios to make people believe they've experienced an awful lot of stuff. And when push comes to shove, it's a mind game. And his book is called Mind Wars, by the way, and I would encourage everybody to purchase his book because
really?
It talks about, the mind wars, frequency wars. What it really is about is psi war. It's all about all in your mind, but it's who's putting it in your mind, how they're putting it in your mind, the signals in the communication system they're using to put it in your mind, the people that you trust or that you had respect for. Like with me, when I was pulled in, I had no idea that these people would do something like that to me. So that was the perfect candidate to do something like that to me because it would be the last person on earth I would have suspected, right? So it's the same kind of thing. They basically know how to mess with people's heads. And they've done a phenomenal job. Phenomenal. And this was way before. I mean, you know, you can go back to prior to World War II when we inherited a lot of the Project Paperclip and everything else. These guys are masters. I mean, masters of mind control and manipulation of the psyche, Mark. It is unbelievable.
Well, Solaris, we've almost gone a whole hour. I want you to have a little more time to talk about your websites. Any other books you want to talk about?
My website's Night Shadow Anomaly Detectives, so you can access it over there. I do readings and timeline astrology and all that good stuff. If anybody's interested, they can contact me through my forums. My books are available on Amazon.com, so all of my books. And that's the Eye of the Remote series, Black Operations in Areas Beyond 52. I have Programmed by Deception, which is an Eye of the Remote series, too. It's an addition to the book. Then I have Transmutation Through Ascension, was one of the first books I wrote, which is about light body. I have Mr. Sun and the Halloween Ball, which is a children's book that's out there. And my recent book, 1 Million Miles to Midnight, is available with Amazon.com and also Glanity Publishing. And then I have my DVD documentary, which covers the implant analysis scan and my induction in 2004 and the members involved. And that's Eye of the Remote, a disclosure in covert technology, which you can find and purchase on my website, Night Shadow Anomaly Detectives.
And tell us about your radio shows.
And my radio shows, and you'll have to have you back on my radio shows, Mark, but one of them is Hyperspace at KCUR Digital Radio Network. That's 12 midnight Eastern Standard Time on Fridays, 9 p.m. Pacific. You can tune in, and it's a wonderful show. I have Raven Stars Witching Hour every Saturday night at 12 midnight Eastern Standard Time, 9 p.m. Pacific as well, and that's at freedomslips.com and Studio A.
Excellent. Any closing thoughts you want to leave with the listeners?
Well, I just want people to stay enlightened, stay lighthearted, love yourself, take care of yourself, but work on the higher frequencies because these guys are trying to pull us down into a maelstrom of violence and polarization of negative energies, and we just have to keep stabilizing and ascending to higher levels of consciousness is my advice, and just remain in that space of grace.
Well, Solaris, thanks a bunch. I'm going to save this file and then upload it to the website real soon.
Well, thank you.